Chapter 81, The Lord is Risen. The night of the first day of the week had worn slowly away. Christ was still a prisoner in his tomb. The Roman seal was unbroken, the Roman guards were keeping their watch. Had it been possible, the Prince of Darkness would have kept forever sealed the tomb that held the Son of God. But heavenly angels that excel in strength were waiting to welcome the Prince of Life. And, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. The bright beams of God's glory illuminated his pathway. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. This messenger was he who fills the position from which Satan fell. As he rolled away the stone, heaven seemed to come down to earth. The soldiers saw him removing the stone as he would a pebble, and heard him cry, "Son of God, come forth, thy Father calls thee." They saw Jesus come forth from the grave and heard him proclaim over the rent sepulchre, "I am the resurrection, and the life." As he came forth in majesty and glory, the angel host welcomed him with songs of praise. At sight of the angels and the glorified Savior, the Roman guard had fainted and become as dead men. When the heavenly train was hidden from their view, they arose and, staggering like drunken men, hurried to the city, telling those whom they met the wonderful news. They were making their way to Pilate, but the priests and rulers sent for them to be brought first into their presence. Trembling with fear, their faces colorless, the soldiers told all, just as they had seen it. They said, "It was the Son of God who was crucified. We have heard an angel proclaiming him as the Majesty of Heaven, the King of Glory."